This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, July the 1st, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SME News Today. The following news article was recorded prior to the FDA approval of Zolgensma.
According to long-term clinical data, a single administration of Zolgensma continues to extend the survival of patients with SMA type 1. It also halts motor neuron loss several years after dosing. Zolgensma was developed by AveXis, who was later purchased by Novartis in 2018. It's a one-time treatment. It delivers a normal version of the SMN1 gene to motor neurons. This gene is defective in SMA patients, and the motor neurons control muscle contractions. Zolgensma is designed for immediate and sustained production of the SMN protein because low levels of SMN leads to progressive muscle weakness and atrophy. Novartis is awaiting approval in Europe and Japan. Their application was largely based on results from a phase 1 trial. It had 15 patients whose symptoms began before 6 months of age. Patients in this trial could also join a long-term follow-up study called the START trial. It would continue to evaluate the safety and efficacy of Zolgensma. The latest study was called AVXS-101 Gene Replacement Therapy in SMA Type 1, Long-Term Follow-Up from the Phase 1 Clinical Trial. It was presented during the 2019 American Academy of Neurology annual meeting. Some of the latest results of the START trial were as follows. At the phase 1 study closeout at 24 months, all patients in the therapeutic dose group were alive and free of permanent ventilation. This is in striking contrast to only 8% of patients that would reach this as per the natural history of the disease. 4 patients had treatment-related adverse events. This was mainly elevated liver enzymes, which may indicate liver damage. There was robust SMN1 gene expression in the treated motor neurons. However, improvement was dependent on the existing motor neuron pool. Because motor neuron loss occurs early during disease progression, early treatment is key. Since there is a relationship between age at treatment and efficacy, it emphasizes the importance of genetic screening and early treatment. A CHOPIN 10 score is an assessment of motor function. As early as 1 month after treatment, they were increased by 9 points, and the mean increase in CHOPIN 10 scores was 25.4 points. 11 of the 12 patients in the therapeutic dose group were able to hold their head up for more than 3 seconds and sit unassisted for more than 5 seconds. 10 patients were able to sit without support for more than 10 seconds, and there was 9 patients for more than 30 seconds. Then 2 patients were able to stand alone, walk with assistance, and walk alone. The long-term follow-up trial, called START, included 10 patients who received the therapeutic dose of Zolgensma in the original phase 1 study. As of March 2019, no previously achieved motor milestone had been lost during the long-term follow-up, and no patients had any additional requirements for ventilation or nutritional support. In fact, 2 of the 4 patients who required ventilation at the beginning of the trial no longer required it on a regular basis. However, during the long-term follow-up, serious adverse events were reported in 5 out of 10 patients. These included pneumonia, respiratory distress or failure, bronchitis, and gastroenteritis. However, these were transient and manageable. Most importantly, all patients have remained alive and without loss of therapeutic benefit. This has been as long as 4.3 years after the Zolgensma treatment. Also, no patient was treated with Spinraza during the parent phase 1 study. However, as of March 2019, 3 started Spinraza after 24 months of the study. This decision was at parental and physician discretion. It was not due to a loss of motor function. Dave Lennon is president of AveXis. He said there's no clinical data that suggests that further increasing SMN in kids leads to better outcomes. And there's no evidence of an added benefit of putting these therapies on top of each other or putting Spinraza after the gene therapy. But there are still open questions. They will continue to see if Spinraza can add benefit on top of the gene therapy. But overall, patients treated with a one-time dose of Zolgensma continue to gain strength, develop, and achieve new milestones. It ultimately demonstrates a long-term, durable response.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Recently, I did a vlog regarding some changes I see coming with SMA. In case you missed it, that's what I'll be discussing today. With the recent FDA approval of Zolgensma and Spinraza that was approved in late December of 2016, it's really going to change SMA as we know it. With that, however, comes a lot of concerns and uncertainties. First of all, I want to say that what I'm talking about is purely speculation based on my experiences and opinions, and I would love to hear your thoughts. So please head on over to the SMA forums and leave a comment under my video post. Zolgensma is like something out of a science fiction novel. Even though it's been on my radar for a while, the excitement in the air is still electric. Even though the scope of this treatment is more limited than Spinraza, it still raises some of the same questions, if not more. It took me over 9 months to cut through the red tape to get Spinraza. For the most part, I believe the process has become more streamlined, but I know some are still fighting for it. All I can say is be patient and keep fighting. If there's one thing I know is that those of us with SMA have a lot of fight in us. With Zolgensma, there's a 2-year-old age limit. One of the concerns for some parents is that their child will age out before they get approved. My hope is that after Spinraza, the process will have become more streamlined to limit that from happening. If it does happen, I know there will be huge disappointment. But if it's any consolation, at least now there is Spinraza as an alternative. But that's why newborn screening is so imperative, to get the ball rolling early. Another question that I have is how these treatments are going to affect the SMA typing system. So far, type has been determined by age of diagnosis and milestones reached. With newborn screening being more prevalent and these treatments, I'm not sure how it's going to work. Maybe now we have to distinguish if someone's had the treatment or not, or maybe there can be a sliding scale, like someone has mild SMA, moderate SMA, or maybe even severe SMA. What do you guys think? Many times, parents are proactive when it comes to things like equipment and such. Of course, that's still going to be important, but I'm thinking this may shift a little bit, because as we're growing up with treatments, we might not need everything we needed before. One example that I can think of is an electric wheelchair. There was a Facebook post recently where a parent was asking if they should seek out a power assist manual chair or an electric wheelchair for their child, and my mind automatically said, power chair, hands down. But really, I got to thinking about it, and now that they're on treatment, they might be seeing improvements, and they might not be where I was at that age. So maybe a power assist wheelchair would be more beneficial for them. I've only addressed a couple of the concerns and questions that these treatments might bring. Do you have other questions? Concerns? Leave it on our forums, and I'd be glad to discuss all of these topics with you.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.